So to find a peace of mind is actually much easier than you think. We just didn't know how to do it. Really, that's it. And because we didn't know how to find our peace of mind, then we have been looking for our peace of mind in a completely wrong places, you know? So that's why it was tragedy, you know, because we are suffering from some kind of sickness, and medicine for this, extremely effective medicine, was just here, but we didn't know it. Then we did so many other things in order to cure our disease, but using completely wrong medicine, that's why nothing worked. And we become so desperate, we become so depressed, all like that, you know. But, of course, you know, our teacher Buddha himself gave extremely effective but simple medicine to us. But during these 2,500 years of history, like, we almost lost it. Why? Because we think too much. We twisted it, you know. So that's why we became just confused, you know. So in this retreat, we try to simplify things as much as possible, you know. Then we try to go to the essential point just straight, you know. Usually, you know, like if you go to any kind of teaching, they will not give you the whole teaching in just 1 hour, you know. If they give lecture, maybe they can give lecture like for maybe 1,000 hours, 2,000 hours, 3,000 hours, you know. Then in just 1 hour, you can get just very small part of their teaching, you know. So that's why after listening to this kind of lecture, you can get just a little bit, you know. Then next 1 hour, you can get just a little bit, you know. Then, of course, I'm not negating this kind of teaching at all, you know. Maybe some teaching we need 3,000 hours to discuss about the whole, the points of this subject, like that, you know. But unfortunately, or fortunately, I don't know, we don't have a time. You know, our life is so short, you know, and our pain is too strong, you know. So that's why we cannot waste our time anymore by discussing about just a small detail of such and such and such and such and such and such things, you know. So that's why now we are really going to just straight to the essential point, you know, essential point. Because, you know, again, like, I'm always surprised, you know. I have a pain. Can I do meditate? It's a completely strange question. Because I have a toothache. Can I go to a dentist? Of course you can. Or of course you should. Why? Because by going to dentist and by getting treatment from dentist, only then you can be free from your toothache, right? So, isn't it a strange question? Can I go to a dentist? I have a toothache. Very extremely strange. But it's not so strange. Why? Because I have a toothache, that's why you go to dentist. Then dentist give you very straight treatment for your toothache. Then you can be cured. It's so simple, but this kind of simple work has not been done in terms of mental pain, you know? So that's why if you go to any kind of Buddhist meditation retreat, Buddhist teaching, or Buddhist they will not give you any treatment. They will give you just a knowledge or just a very complicated discussion about emptiness, like that, you know? Yes, please, please, please. Please come. So, after by listening to this kind of lecture, maybe you can get just a little bit knowledge about the history of emptiness, or some kind of knowledge about ceremony, or some kind of knowledge about some kind of lineage, or some kind of knowledge about such a teacher was born such a year, or like that. But they don't deal with your this extremely painful pain itself. So it means like if you go to, it's like just go to a dentist, but dentist becomes just sort of a salon, you know. Then in this salon, people are just discussing, but no treatment for your toothache. And actually, this kind of things is really going on right now, as probably everyone in this room knows it very well. Or maybe you are used to this kind of things. That's why, because you are just going to any kind of Buddhist something, you know, then you end up just salon or discussion group or something like that, you know. Then you think Buddhism is just a fancy subject of discussion, fancy subject of some kind of philosophical things, you know. But not. Buddhism is a treatment. Nothing but treatment. Real treatment. Treatment of this pain. Real pain. That's it. So dentist deals with just toothache. And dentist will very simple, straightforward treatment to your toothache. That's it, you know? So that's why let's come back to this essential point, fundamental point, without wasting any minute anymore, you know? Because as I said, you know, in my orientation talk, you know, Japan is now such a kind of situation, you know. So on March 11th, extremely painful things happened to us, to Japanese people. 20,000 people died. And not only that, you know, after that, leaking of radiation from nuclear plants, on and on, you know, and already Japanese sea are already polluted. And of course it's damaging our ecological system, you know, and our food is also polluted. And now we are so nervous about polluted food, you know, and everyone is so anxious, you know. Then, as I said, after March 11th, the meditation class in Japan has become very simple, you know. We don't have any more time to discuss about unnecessary things anymore. Because in our meditation class, it becomes real dentist, you know. We just deal with our pain itself, you know. So that's why, as I said in meditation class, we don't exchange information anymore information about meditation method, meditation retreat, meditation centers, meditation teachers, about tradition or lineage, or this kind of things. We don't talk about anymore. Why? Because it's too painful. You know, that's why. So if it's too painful, we cannot discuss about any more secondary things, but we straight go to the essential point, you know? So that's why, as I said, you know, at the beginning of this talk, it's a very strange question, you know? I have a pain. Can I do meditation? It's exactly like I have a toothache. Can I go to a dentist? It's very strange. Why? Because dentist will treat you, your toothache, in a straight way. But as I said, you know, Buddhist dentist, you know, Buddhist dental clinic, they didn't give you any treatment. They just give you fancy discussion. That's why you have wrong idea about Buddhist dental clinic. But real Buddhist dental clinic will give you just treatment for your toothache. Okay? So that's why here in this 3 days retreat should be some kind of Buddhist dental clinic which really heals your toothache. Nothing else. Okay? So then, what is your pain? You know, of course, all of us have anyway had experienced many bad things, you know? But, you know, like during our 5-day retreat in Deer Park, you know, someone came to my interview and he said he has been suffering from two things. Very familiar, you know, guilty feeling and regretting, you know. And especially Western people, I know, I've met so many Western people, they are suffering from this guilty feeling. Asian people are not so much, you know, but the Western people, Western Christian people, there are so many of them suffering from this guilty feeling and regret. Of course, both are deeply connected, you know. And but he said, because we did five days meditation retreat, and little by little, his mind is free from these kind of things. You know, then we discussed like this. Okay, so point is, if we have a guilty feeling or we regret something, then usually, of course, we regret about something. You know, maybe you regret you did something wrong to your partner, to your parents, or like that. And oh my goodness, I did such bad things, or like that. Wow. Then we try to fix this one itself, you know. Or if you worry about something, then we try to do something with this. If you are worried about money, you are trying to do something with your money. If you are if you are worrying about health, then you are going to hospital or like that. You know? Of course, it's so natural. But as everyone knows, by doing these kind of things, we cannot solve our problems. Why? Because anxiety, you are worrying about just one thing, then you fix it. Then everything is done? Of course not. Then another problem will show up. Then you have to worry about this one. Okay, now you did your best and fixed this. But then another problem will show up, you know, like that. It's really endless game, you know. So then, of course, in our past, all of us did something wrong. All of us injured someone. all of us, you know, did this kind of thing. That's why if we start to regret about something, of course, so many bad memories are coming back, you know. So that's why if we regret, actually we can regret forever, you know. So if we have a guilty feeling, you can never be free from guilty feeling, you know, because anyway, you are guilty, you know, we are guilty, you know, about so many things, you know. So then point is, can we be guilty of something forever, or we have to continuously regret about something, or we have to continuously worry about something? And maybe some people think, yes, life is like that. Of course not, you know. But there is a way, you can be free from all these things. You can be free from anxiety, guilty feeling, regret, pain, jealousy, all these things, you know. But why? Because, you know, we have been living always in the room of thinking mind, you know. So I have to explain about this, the room of thinking mind, you know. Then, if we simplify our meditation, you know, the purpose of meditation is like getting out of this room, and then we are entering into the completely new room, or new dimension, or new realm, you know. So, but as I said, just there are two rooms, two dimensions, two realms, you know, like that. But usually we don't know another room, you know. So that's why you have no idea of room or dimension or realm or anything like that, you know. Okay? So, but if you read some Buddhist texts or secular world and sacred world, you know, something like that, you know. But again, you completely miss the point of sacred world, you know. So here, I'm saying there's a room of thinking mind. And then there is another completely new room, new dimension, or like that. Okay? So then, through our meditation, we are moving from this room A to room B, you know. This is what we are trying to do in these 3 days. Okay? So then, room A, you know. What is room A? You know? Maybe you don't know, you know. Because you are born in this room A, and you have been living only in this room A, you know. And you know other room. Sorry. You don't know any other room, you know. So that's why you don't even know that you are in one particular room, because you don't have any experience of getting out of this room. That's why you cannot have any idea about another room, you know. Then there is some kind of very ironical or very complicated things happens to people who read some kind of Buddhist texts, you know. Of course, in Buddhist texts, they are talking about another room, you know, a lot. And they are talking like by doing such and such and do, then you can enter into this kind of room, you know. Then you just imagine, you just conceptualize, you just do text research, or like that, you know. Then you can get very precise knowledge about such and such and such things, you know. But by doing this, we can never enter into a new dimension. Why? Because you are just thinking, you know. So you are just thinking, you are just conceptualizing, you know. So that's why by thinking or conceptualizing, it's the very core of room A, you know. that's why by thinking, by conceptualizing, you will just stay exactly in the room A, you know, like that. But then ironic thing is, such people have already lots of knowledge of room B. Then people might misunderstand, maybe I'm already in room B, you know. But it's not true, you know. Then tragedy starts. You know, people think, I'm already room B, but actually they are room A, you know. That's why maybe they don't do anything, you know, because they think already they are room B. But soon they will know that they are not room B, they are just room A. Why? Because your reality doesn't allow you to think like that for a long time. You know, when your partner say bad things to you, you know, or some kind of you lost your money, you know, or weather was just bad, you know. So such many things might happen in our life. Then immediately, if you feel get upset, if you feel just depressed, if you feel just lots of anxiety, you know, then you know that, oh, I'm not room B yet. I'm still in the room A. Something like this, you know. So that's why usually I'm asking people, please be just honest, you know. Please be just honest and please watch your reality as clearly as possible or as honestly as possible, you know. But there's so many traps around this point, you know, because I know so many so-called Buddhists, you know. They love to talk about room B. They love to talk about their supposed enlightened teacher. They love to talk about their lineage. They love to talk about their tradition or such a kind of things. But if you talk with them, very quickly you will notice, very strangely, they don't talk about one thing. They avoid one thing. What? Their own reality. Their own misery. Their own miserable relationship with their partner. These kind of things they never talk about. They love to talk about all other things, but they never talk about their miserable relationship with their partner, their miserable situation in their daily life. That's why it's so obvious they are just escaping from their miserable reality and they are escaping into some kind of fantasy world of enlightened teacher, lineage, tradition, wah, 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 wah. You know, it's so obvious, you know. Then very sophisticated discussion about all these things. But this just escape. And then reality will bite you. How? You know, because nothing has been solved, you know. That's why if some reality bites you, of course, immediately you are falling, we are falling into some kind of fear, anxiety, or like that. Okay? So that's why, let's just be honest as much as possible. And let's just return to ourselves. And just return to our own problem. Nothing else. That's why Buddhism is so simple. My own problem, then how to solve it. Really, that's it. But this fundamental point is usually neglected. How? You just ignore your own reality, then you just jump into some kind of Buddhist philosophy, you know, some kind of subject, you know, which have nothing to do with your own reality, you know. So that's why, let's come back to our first question. I have a toothache. Can I go to a dentist? Of course you can. Of course you should, you know. I have a pain. Can I do meditation? Of course you can. Of course you should. Why? Only meditation can cure your pain, you know. But we understand what this question means, because we have been to meditation session, meditation classes, meditation retreat. They are talking about all other things but except real treatment. That's why if we go to such kind of meditation retreat, you might get some kind of technique. You might get some kind of knowledge, but you might not, you will not get any kind of treatment itself. Okay? But I don't have any hope, I don't have any intention to have such kind of meditation retreat here in Lonavara. Here, as I said, this is more like a meditation dental clinic, you know? So I just give you treatment of your toothache. But it's you, not me, who really do it. You know? I'll give you instruction, but it's you who should practice it. You know? Okay? So then, as I said, you know, all of our pain, all our suffering exists only in the room A. It means the room of thinking mind. Nothing else. Then, all the solution or liberation from your suffering or pain exists only in the room B, you know. Then, solution of our pain is so simple. Just moving, getting out of room A and entering into room B. Nothing else, you know. We don't have to do anything about the object of anxiety, of the reason of our pain, the object of our guilty feeling or regretting, you know, like that. We don't have to do anything. We don't have to analyze. We don't have to do anything. We just move from room A to room B. That's it, you know? Because if there is some kind of reason of our pain, then we have to do something with this reason, you know. Then we have to analyze, we have to do many things, you know. Oh, no, maybe you have pain because you have a bad relationship with your mother, with your father, you know. Sounds reasonable, like that. And yes, I had a bad relationship with my mother, that's why I'm so miserable, like that. Then, okay, now we found some kind of fundamental cause of your pain, or we have to do it, you know. But as everyone knows, maybe I have problem with my mother, but I have also problem with my father. I have also problem with my ex-girlfriend, ex-boyfriend, wah. Then it's endless. We cannot find any real reason. But actually, the real reason of my pain are so many. That's why we cannot find out, okay, this is the reason of your pain. We cannot find like that, you know. But at the same time, we can find a very single reason of your pain. You know, it's because you are staying still in the room A. That's why. This is only one single reason of your pain. Okay? So then, solution of your pain is so clear. You have to get out of this room A, and you have to enter into the room B. Really, that's it. Okay? So it means we can say most of our suffering, I want to say all of our suffering, are made by our thinking mind. Really, that's it. Nothing else. Then, what should we do? Then solution is very clear. How to let go of our thinking mind. You know, so by letting go of our thinking mind, we are getting out of the room A, and we are entering into room B. That's it. But, unfortunately, people don't have any taste of room B, or any glimpse of room B. Room B, your thinking mind has already dropped, and you are free. And like now many students, my Japanese students, are experiencing of room B, you know. Then for them, it's so clear the difference between room A and room B, you know. And then if I talk about room B, yes, I know it, you know. Many people will say it. But at the same time, I know most of the people on this planet, they have no idea about room B, you know. And tragically, most of the people don't have even concept of room B, you know. If you are Buddhist, and if you are familiar with Buddhist texts, you at least have a concept of room B, even though you don't have any experience of room B, you know. But usually, people who don't have any knowledge about Buddhism or any spiritual things, then they don't have even concept of room B. That's why they are just living only in the room A, and they are trying to solve their... Of course, they feel pain. That's why they are trying to do anything, you know, to solve their problems. But nothing works. Why? Because they are still room A. That's why. You know? Then point is, how should we do? Very, very simple. We just get out of room A and we just go to room B. How? By letting go of your thinking mind. Then by letting go of your thinking mind, you are really entering into the room B. Over there, your thinking mind has dropped, and finally you can feel real freedom, real liberation, as an experience, not concept, not fancy Buddhist idea, you know. So if you really don't have a taste of this, it's tragedy, you know, especially people who have read so many books about this, you know, and but still have no experience of this, you know. Then, but don't worry, you can do it. So you don't have to read anymore. You don't need any more knowledge. You have already enough. So now it's time for really experience of this, you know. Then, then from this year, I have a new weapon, you know. I have a new method. Then this is a mindfulness, awareness of our body sensation, you know. Okay, now I want to concentrate on this body sensation, you know. So, body is a very strange thing, you know, body. You know this body, okay. So, everyone has body, you know. And everyone has attachment to my own body. And at the same time, we have attachment to like opposite sex body. May have attachments to women's body, we may have attachments to men's body, like that. Then we think we know body very well, you know, like that. And we have so much knowledge about our body, you know, especially medical doctors or like that, you know, and like that. But all these things are just, we are looking at our body from outside, you know. But here, we are trying to be aware of our body from our inside, Why is it so important? And why is it so effective, you know? So, until last year, I was teaching only mainly to meditation, compassion meditation, and mindfulness of breathing. Usually it's called Anapanasati in Pali. You know, it's an in-breath, out-breath mindfulness, you know? Mindfulness of in-breath, out-breath, Anapanasati. But when I gave instruction about Anapanasati, people found it a little difficult. Why? Because people try to be mindful of in-breath, out-breath. Then people's mind becomes sometimes too tight, like that. Now what does it mean? It means like, I'm here, and in-breath, out-breath is there, you know? And I am watching in-breath, out-breath. I am mindful in-breath, out-breath. I am aware of in-breath, out-breath. Now what does it mean? There is a separation between me and in-breath, out-breath, you know? So then, as long as there is separation between me and this in-breath, out-breath, we don't feel any peace, you know? Maybe you can be aware of this one, you know? But you don't feel anything, you know? So that's why, like last year, we discussed a lot about mindfulness, true mindfulness and wrong mindfulness. You know, I am mindful of in-breath, out-breath. So it means I know my in-breath, out-breath. I recognize it. But at the same time, we recognize red signal, green signal. We recognize the bell, we recognize the floor, we know that there's a TV or like that. So, we know that this is a red signal, blue, green signal, and we know this is in-breath, out-breath. What's kind of difference? You know? But we know this is in-breath, out-breath is a Buddhist meditation, Anapanasati. But we know this is a green, red, green or red. It's not meditation. Why there is such a difference? But actually there is no difference. You know? Please understand. This is a red signal. I know this is a red signal. I know this is a green signal. I know this is the in-breath. I know this is the out-breath. Then it's just the same. So it means, I know this is the in-breath. I know this is the out-breath. Only this is not Buddhist meditation at all. You know? Because I can know so many things. How come when I know this is the in-breath, out-breath, we can call it just a Buddhist meditation? Doesn't make any sense. Then why I know this is the in-breath, I know this is out-breath is a Buddhist meditation? Please understand. Then you know the true meaning of mindfulness. Mindfulness just doesn't simply mean recognize something, you know? Just know what is going on. Because even in secular world, of course everyone knows what is going on, you know? So, and we don't call it Buddhist meditation at all, you know. Then, what makes something Buddhist meditation? What makes something Buddhist meditation? Then we really have to know the true meaning of mindfulness. Okay? So, mindfulness doesn't mean that only we know something, you know? We know what is going on. This is not true mindfulness at all, you know? Then, even if you are practice, I know I am breathing in, I know I am breathing out, but you don't feel any peace. You don't feel any calmness. Why? Because still there is a separation between you and your in-breath, out-breath. That's why. That's why so many people find it very difficult to do this kind of anapanasati. You know? I'm trying to watch my mind, but it's so difficult. You know? But then, from this year, I'm introducing this awareness of body sensation. Awareness of body sensation, you know. Of course, maybe I used to talk about this a little bit, you know. But from this year, I'm officially introducing this awareness of body sensation. Why awareness of body sensation is so effective or so curing, you know? Because if you are aware of your body sensation, there is no separation between you and your body sensation. Maybe you are not so sure about body sensation. Body sensation means, like, you know, for example, just right hand, okay? Then, usually, your right hand has been working for you from since you were born. Your right hand grasps many things. Your right hand cooks. Your right hand write them. You know, if you are right-handed, you know, like that. But we never pay attention to our right hand at all, unless you have some kind of pain, unless some mosquito bites, you know. So you never pay attention to your right hand. That's why you never felt right hand from the inside. Then right hand almost doesn't exist, because there is just a blank. You just look at your right hand. You don't feel anything from your right hand right now. Okay? Unless you have pain or unless you have mosquito bites, you know. But then, very, very strangely, I'm asking people to pay attention to your right hand from the inside. Then most of people are surprised. Then suddenly, they can feel some kind of sensation inside their right hand. You know, immediately some kind of a subtle sensation is occurring, arising, you know, like that. Then, after that, I ask people move their attention from right hands to right arms, like that, you know. Well, tomorrow morning we'll practice, you know, together, okay? Then I ask people to spread your attention to your whole body, you know. Then you will feel like as if your whole body is just an energy field, like that. Okay, so. But maybe you might say, no, that kind of thing is very already familiar, because some meditation center is famous for that kind of awareness of body sensation, you know? But actually slightly different, because we are trying to be aware of body sensation Now we are trying to be aware of body sensation, you know. But actually, the feeling body sensation is not our purpose. You know, our purpose is actually totally different. Why? Because if you are aware of your body sensation, at that time, there is actually no separation between you and your body sensation. It means you are jumping into the middle of your body sensation. And you just feel it, your body sensation. You know, if you are familiar with yoga or qigong practice or some kind of energy exercise, you know what I'm talking about, you know. But then, are we doing just yoga or are we doing just a qigong or energy exercise or channel or chakra or that kind of things? Actually not. We are not investigating any kind of channel, energy channel. We are not investigating some kind of chakra or all that kind of things. We are not. We are going a little beyond that, you know. So then our purpose is we are trying to enter into some kind of inner space, you know. So why we can enter into our inner space? Because now you are in the middle of body sensation. It means you are completely mindful of your body sensation. But there is no separation between you as a subject and body sensation as object. You know? So no duality of subject and object. And there is no separation between subject and object. You just feel your body sensation as a whole, you know. Then at that time, your thinking mind should have already dropped. Why? Because, you know, you cannot think of something and at the same time you can be aware of body sensation. You cannot do two things simultaneously, you know. So that's why if you are in the middle of body sensation, your thinking mind has already dropped, you know. Then when your thinking mind has dropped, you can really enter into your inner space, okay. So this is a room B. In the room B, you are free from your thinking mind. And you know why? Why am I free from the thinking mind? Because you are now very keen, very acutely aware of your body sensation. Then at that time, when you are aware of body sensation, you are also free from your thinking mind. You know, because awareness of body sensation and thinking of something cannot coexist simultaneously. Okay? So then, we are free from our thinking mind and we are entering into our inner space. So in this inner space, you are free. Your thinking mind has already dropped. Like that. Okay? So, since this summer, I have introduced this awareness of body sensation into my meditation class. After that, many people found it easy to enter into this space, inner space. Then, we continue our meditation, and immediately we start our compassion meditation. And tomorrow we'll discuss our compassion meditation. But we can say why inner space and compassion are related. Because now I can say compassion doesn't exist anywhere else. Compassion exists only in your inner space. It means only in your room B, you know, nowhere else. And then that's why you understand the true meaning of compassion. And also you know why usually compassion meditation doesn't work for many, many people. You know, like we went to His Holiness teaching when I was in Delhi just 10 days ago or like that, you know. Then after His Holiness excellent Dharma talk, one woman asked a question. His Holiness, I'm practicing compassion. Then I feel my friends suffering very well. Then when I feel my friends suffering, I become depressed. I become vulnerable. You know, I become miserable. So it means by practicing compassion meditation, I am actually becoming weaker and weaker and weaker. Am I doing something wrong? No, she asks like this. You know? What do you think? You know, I think maybe many of you are already familiar with this kind of question. You know? Then, is she doing something wrong? Of course she's doing something totally wrong. You know? Totally wrong. You know? Why? Because she learned like about compassion meditation. Compassion meditation is to feel other people's suffering. Then she actually did it. You know? So she just felt her friend's suffering. Her friend's suffering. Then by feeling friend's suffering, she became miserable. You know? Then what's wrong? Because it means she practiced her compassion meditation in the world, in the room of thinking mind. So then, as long as she is in the room A, there is no compassion. Then you are just playing around with the concept of compassion. You know? Then nothing happens to you. Then compassion makes you weaker and weaker and weaker. Compassion makes you more miserable, miserable, miserable. You know, compassion makes you more vulnerable, vulnerable, vulnerable. You know? But if you practice compassion meditation after practicing awareness of body sensation, it means after entering into inner space, then finally you can practice compassion in the true sense. Why? Because compassion exists only in room B. It means only in inner space. Like that. That's why after practicing this awareness body sensation, people can very easily practice compassion. And people can very easily send compassion to ourselves. And as Supriya said, you know, usually to have a compassion to ourselves is very difficult. And we'll discuss about why it's very difficult. Okay? So, that's it, you know. So, we'll do body awareness meditation later, but now we'll do walking meditation, you know. But walking meditation is the same. Walking meditation, we pay attention to two things, breathing and step itself. You know? So by paying attention to breathing and step, right step, left step, we are trying to enter into room B, you know, in which your thinking mind has already dropped. Okay? So after that, we'll practice this body sensation awareness. Okay? Okay, so now let's stop it and let's practice 30 minutes walking meditation. Then let's have a tea.